Why, as I live and breathe, if it ain't a Daniel at my very doorstep.
Do you have to live and breathe? Can't you just pick one thing, Austin?
Breathing? In this economy? What am I, Mr. Moneybags?
Breathing and fine dining. That's the only things I want you to think about or know how to do.
And I'm there.
Great.
And we have to overthrow the bourgeoisie, because thinking about fine dining got me mad about class politics.
There it is. There's my boy.
Well, fine dining. Why don't we eat the rich?
There it is. Oh, welcome to the show.
How droll. Expect more of that today.
Science.
Magic.
Horses.
Truth.
Banter.
Oh. Are you sleepy, boy?
Yeah, I'm just so exhausted. I was, I was away for the.
If you say
last
doing my mom,
weeks.
If you no. segue this into a doing my mom joke, I'm gonna.
No,
I'm gonna fucking
kill you. I was away hiking in Grand Teton National Park with my good friend Luigi for the last 2 weeks.
It's crazy that you mentioned that because I was also there.
I know.
We must have run some relay because when I got there in the middle of the night, there was only one tent.
Stop. You're not helping. Oh, God. Yeah, crazy that Penny, the guy who choked out and murdered an unhoused person on the subway, he gets off and conservative media is overjoyed. They have a new Kyle Rittenhouse, only this one killed a homeless. But you can't kill a CEO. He never did nothing
wrong
to nobody.
That's the opposite of a homeless.
Mm-hmm. It's so naked. It's so blatant. It's and the rapid succession of the assassination and the acquittal.
But surely you can expect, the media as an institute to at least somewhat cover the class implications of all this happening, right? Like, you don't have to get this on TikTok, and you can get this at, like, major publications like the Washington Post, who aren't, like, single-handedly closing ranks with the billionaire class. Sure, hopefully gladfully that's the case.
Yep.
Oh, thank God.
Happy to report. Every editorial board in the country is... Oh man, what was the terrible take piece? Don't replace the culture war with the class war. And I'm like, that's exactly what you replace it with.
Yeah,
that's the good one.
That's kind of what we were hoping for the whole time there was a culture war.
Yeah. I was like, this feels dumb. This doesn't feel right.
No, I see what you mean about, like, Dan, I hear what you're saying about that being like the only way to meaningfully increase material conditions for the majority of people in this country. But pronouns.
I know.
I know you. You're anti-nouns.
Yeah. I hate people.
If
places,
you ever collide with
things,
a pronoun.
Do not get me started on idea.
if you you're anti-noun. If you ever collide with a pronoun, the noun anti-noun annihilation will destroy the planet.
Uh-huh. It's true. Somebody shared a very distasteful but hilarious gender reveal meme with me where they just colored all the smoke from the World Trade Center pink.
yeah.
And, they said, ideas for you and Courtney. And I was like, well, if and when we have a child, I don't want to do a gender reveal party. I want to do a gender conceal party. Everyone leaves with less gender. You're gonna walk out of there a little more androgynous. You're gonna walk out there a little more fluid. You're gonna leave thinking, maybe he they feels right now, I want everyone to walk away with less gender or more gender questions than gender answers. Beige smoke.
So your approach to gender abolitionism is like light hypnosis. Just a little bit of mind taking.
Not mind taking, just conditioning. Just repeated.
Yeah, that's fine then. Like I've been doing with you.
Yeah, exactly. Why is
Three
my why,
snaps?
Why is my mouth so dry? Three snaps. Oh man. No, that'd be a terrible like trigger phrase or conditioning thing. Austin, yeah. I'm in theater. People snap in my face all the time.
Oh, no. I didn't think of that when I Manchurian candidated you. This is going to go terribly.
Is that why I kiss everyone? Did you make me into a whore?
Wait, you kiss everyone? Man, I thought I programmed you to kill everyone. God damn it.
Well, I do have a high body count, just not in the way you intended.
God damn it.
Ugh. Yeah, not to brag, but if kissing was like Call of Duty, I'd be...
You'd have the mini nuke kill streak.
I would.
What if it was Call of Duty, but you just ran around making out with dudes? Call of Booty.
Call of Booty. That's perfect, yeah. Austin. That's perfect.
And it was just as popular in like frat circles, but no one knew why.
You got to think of like what the kill call out things are, a la Halo, right? Mm-hmm. I know I'm mixing my games now, but like, you know, the one I just said was tonsil hockey.
Kiss a Manjaro.
Hickey.
The Hickey Man kiss.
The Hickey Hiller manslaughter. Cop to feel. Second
popped
base.
The nuts.
Yeah, after a long streak of not killing, you kiss someone and then you don't kiss someone for a long time. It just goes post nut clarity. Yeah, I think.
And then you realize you're in the middle of a war.
They said make love, not war, but I still found a way to make it a deadly competition.
Yeah. They figured out a way to do both with a Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think that arm's for?
Supersonic JOs. It's sad because, you know, you eject off faster than the speed of sound. So when the sonic boom hits you, you still splatter like so much goo on the pavement, but... You know, what a way to go. What a way to go. It's how I want to go. It's in my living will.
You want to be jacked off to death by the robotic hand of the Winter Soldier?
Yeah. Faster than sound, though.
Faster than sound. See, faster I don't. I think if for that, you're going to need the Flash. I don't think that the Winter Soldier can actually...
Oh, that's faster. That's a faster than light JO. That's just an embarrassing incident on a subway. It was me, Barry. I jacked you off at light speed, so you thought you came in a woman's touch. You seen that meme? That's a good meme.
It's a good meme.
Top 100 memes.
God. The anti-Flash. Like, the only villain so petty. He's just like, I'm going to just be the opposite of that guy.
My whole identity is hating.
Yeah, like, the OG hater, the anti-Flash.
Am I your anti-Flash? Because most of my thoughts are about how I hate you.
If you are, you're not a very effective anti-Flash. Unless, well, neither's although the anti-Flash. This would be a wild time to say you were actually behind the death of my mother. That would be wild anti-Flash behavior.
Well, I mean, I did microwave your dad's nuts while he slept, so it's not zero.
You're like, can't 100% claim this V for the team, but just happy to be a part of the effort.
Yeah, I might be able to claim I was on the support staff for that one.
That is horrifying. And Why? Also, weirdly, also a plot point from a Spider-Man comic where he gave Mary Jane cancer from repeated sexual intercourse.
From his spider sperm?
From his spider sperm, which sounds different. And I don't know, makes me think of Loth, the spider god from Dungeons and Dragons.
You think when it was into the Spider-Verse and those weird spider vampires were trying to suck all the... multiversal energy out of everything spider themed that they went after Loth. Think they could do that?
I'm just surprised that Wizards of the Coast hasn't sold out enough to do the Loth Spider-Man crossover yet.
They did a Marvel Magic the Gathering, didn't they?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, yeah, that sounds right. I can't keep track, but I think there's... It's weird. I am a nerd for a living, and even I'm like, I don't fucking know, man.
They've done so many.
When it comes to magic crossovers, I'm like, they did the Lord of the Rings one and the Doctor Who one, and those are the ones
they did.
That
Lord
I
of the Rings one, they did a Doctor Who one. They did a My Little Pony one that apparently is banned from all four sorts of competitive play because the power of friendship is just too damn powerful.
It's too damn powerful. Now, granted, you do have to have a multicolored deck because you need to have all the colors to have the power of friendship. But if you
it's a six element deck. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's hard to pull off, but it's absolutely unbeatable. Yeah. Okay. So Rapid Ash would have haste and first strike, right? Let's see here. Applejack would have double strike.
All the powers of the cereal.
Yeah. Jamaican cultural appropriation.
She's allowed to do that.
She's allowed
because she has all the powers of the
like,
cereal.
I'm allowed to do the voice.
She's allowed to say cinnamon is the winner, man, with exactly the accent you're imagining in your head.
And they've talked to her about it many times. She will not hear them. She will not listen.
Yeah.
We're starting to now cancel Applejack. Cancel Applejack the horse and the cereal while we're at it. You know what? Not the hard apple cider moonshine though. Applejack.
The Twilight has all the powers of everyone else that VA is voiced, including Timmy Turner's godparents.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about it, she just has the powers of life, death, and creation.
She ain't called Tara Weak, Austin. That one was just for
have you
us.
Have you ever met Tara Weak? Ah. No vocal presence whatsoever.
Man, I'm saving that one for whenever
you meet Tara Strong.
Whenever I meet Tara Strong and then, you know, she doesn't laugh, she makes a bad joke or doesn't laugh at my joke, and I go, we're like Tara Weak.
Oh, and then she's going to start crying.
No, then she'll murder me. She will rip my head off of my body because she is, in fact, Strong.
She probably is a Red Lantern to take it back to superheroes.
I'm sure she's voiced a Red Lantern. I wonder, she doesn't have the Guinness Book of World Record for most voiced characters yet, I don't think. Somebody does. You want to look that up?
Mel Blanc? No. I don't want to do that even a little bit.
Mel Blanc, yep. Is definitely the top by number. Let's see how many credits good old Mel Blanc has on the old IMDb.
I'm guessing 153, two more than there were Pokemon back then.
Filmography. Actor, 1,238 credits.
Yeah, well, there wasn't as many other people back then, so he was the only actor.
Damn.
You have to remember, there were 20 people on the planet when he was around.
Damn.
And half of them were Kennedys.
Yeah, half of them were Kennedys. Yeah, I'd be curious actual character count, but as far as voice credits go, that is, that's a run, man. That's
almost 1,500.
13, almost 1,300.
Oh, and that's nothing then.
What is this, amateur hour here, Mel Blanc?
Yeah, it was like karaoke nights. Are we counting those for him? That amateur.
Speaking of accomplished actors, Dick Van Dyke just turned 99.
Is he still around?
He is still around and still dancing. He was just in a Coldplay music video because he's so old he doesn't know that Coldplay isn't good.
Hey, they did Viva La Vida 78 years ago.
I will try to fix you, Austin, and get you to let go of that album.
Remember that song? It was like, I used to rule the world? Oh, man.
I'm sorry. The Scientist was a perfect album. The Scientist was a perfect album. It was great. It was great. And then they just kept making music.
What have they done for me lately?
Exactly. Is he still married to Gwyneth Paltrow? The guy from that? You know, the main...
One of us is. I always
lose track. Dr. Coldplay.
That's my favorite Marvel villain.
Dr. Coldplay. Well, originally, you know, in the 60s, he was Dr. Foreplay, but it just went right over kids' heads. It wasn't working, so...
Yeah. He was a Heroes for Hire villain.
If you know what I mean.
Because Danny Rand doesn't do foreplay.
Danny Rand does not do foreplay. Danny Rand is not it's not a lover you would want, you know. Luke Cage, absolutely.
Any day of the week, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he'd take care of you. Good with aftercare. Danny Rand, no, it's quick, it's awkward, it's dry, it's just not fun.
Yeah, because he don't know, that trust fund kid.
Trust fund baby. No one ever told him he was bad at sex. Mm-hmm. He spent all his time learning how to fight, and he should have been, you know.
Yeah.
Should have been spending a little
iron
more time.
Iron fist, tinfoil dick. Ain't that the story? Ain't that just always how it goes?
You beat me to it. Tinfoil dick. That's funny.
That was my stripper name. It was a very easy costume to do for very small returns.
Average returns, Austin. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, that's just uncrinkle, and then it would. I don't need to explain my life story to you. I don't owe you anything.
I was also there for like a good chunk of it. The only part of your life that's mysterious to me is when you were in Gonzaga for grad school. That you could have been a whole other Austin. You had an opportunity to reinvent yourself, free from trauma, expectation, and other friends. I don't think you did, but you had the opportunity.
No, I had the chance to. Yeah. I did get replaced by a robot, but the robot was like equally as traumatized and fucked up. So it was like I was a botched Stepford wife.
A botched Stepford wife. That's funny. Stepford wives also are all fucked up, isn't it?
Yeah, they kill your wife, replace it with a robot you can have sex with that doesn't. That's just like
don't
always,
sass
always.
You none.
Yeah. I think they had to like clean them out because that movie was in the 70s. Animatronics weren't that advanced.
No.
It doesn't have the self-cleaning capabilities of a Freddy Fazbear.
Ugh. Don't worry. You can wear this suit also. I wish... Don't get me wrong. Five Nights at Freddy movie, super fun. I wish that they had gone full practical with it, no CGI, and made it an HBO series. I think that would have been tonally perfect.
Yeah, but you ain't going to get kids to pay attention for an HBO miniseries.
You can. You just say HBO Kids.
Starring Freddy Fazbear.
And the suit that kills you if you put it on. It's like the mask, but for your whole body, and it's less fun.
Mm-hmm. It's still Jim Carrey, though, so it's like weirdly off-putting.
I mean, if I was going to guess about a celebrity killing children, it would be Jim Carrey.
It would be Jim Carrey, yeah. He plays Dr. Robotnik in the Sonic movies. Do you think he invented Freddy Fazbear as like a robot to kill Sonic? Because that's a fan fiction I'm working on, and then they're like, fuck.
No, I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how marketable is that idea, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Oh, you're asking me if something is marketable?
Yeah.
Austin, because I'm a marketer. I don't come to you with my problems just because you're a therapist.
Yeah, you come to me with your problems because I've made you emotionally dependent on me through operant conditioning.
You're looking good tonight, man.
Why, thank you. Anyway, Freddy Fazbear being the sort of robotic son of Dr. Robotnik. How many issues will you sign me up for?
You know that I do not have the power to do that in any capacity. I've never.
And why are we friends?
We're friends, Austin, because when we were 6 years old, we ran into each other in the neighborhood, and that's apparently.
Yeah,
all
we happen to be going in the same direction at roughly the same speed. So obviously, you know what that means.
Yeah, we fucked.
We're fucked.
All right, we'll do one more of these and then never do it again. No, and then we'll be in the same place and we'll record in person. Maybe even bring on a guest or two for an impromptu holiday episode.
But who would possibly be so emotionally vulnerable to come onto this show?
It's more like who can be bullied easily.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. And we know a lot of people that are that way.
Yeah, weird how we've kind of surrounded ourselves with folks that we can, you know, emotionally manipulate with ease.
We can hurt so we feel better about ourselves.
Well, I mean, how else are you supposed to do it? Work on yourself?
That's how feeling good about yourself works, idiot. You have to take it from somebody else.
How did Trump win?
Because he's going to get rid of that pesky Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. You know what I hate? Having insurance.
Healthcare marketplaces.
Yeah, fuck. Someone should really do something about that, starting with United Healthcare. Oh God!
And Mitch McConnell fell down the stairs. It's been a good week overall.
He did. I missed that. Tell me about it. Tell me in vivid
detail.
Oh well,
it was Dennis Prager fell down the stairs last week, and Mitch McConnell fell down at lunch. Mm-hmm. And they're being cagey about how good he is, but here's hoping that the devil calls him home.
I do worry though about the uptick in suicide after Mitch McConnell dies, because a lot of people are hanging on just so they can outlive that motherfucker.
That's true. Yeah. And I imagine he's a lot of rich billionaires' horcruxes. So when he dies, the magical thread connecting them to this world will be severed.
Yeah, he hides those sections of their souls under his skin flaps.
There's a lot of room in there. That makes
sense.
There's
a lot of room in there. It's, what's the word? Cavernous.
Cavernous flaps. Now we're just doing vocal warm-ups. Mitch McConnell has cavernous flaps. Red leather, yellow leather, the color of Mitch McConnell's cavernous flaps.
That would actually be really funny, an activation phrase that's just a vocal warm-up. And you're like, red leather, yellow leather.
Unique New York.
Someday you will say the appropriate combination of words to Winter Soldier activate me into the killing version instead of the Winter Lover. That currently exists.
Winter Soldier. I thought you meant Winter, hold her gently.
And listen to her hopes and dreams.
No, that's the opposite of murder. You're enriching her as a person, goddammit.
That's why I caught feelings so easy. This is why I could never break up with anyone. You ruined my life.
That makes me feel a little better, thank you.
Yeah. Hopeless romantic via mental conditioning. That's...
via that KGB program we put you into.
Mm-hmm.
For kindergarten baby, that's what you are.
I thought KGB was kissing girls, baby.
It was when I was there.
Kissing gay baddies. That's the KGB. That's what you signed up for.
Oh, no. I really should read all these acronyms before I join.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought you were going to be a federal body inspector, you idiot.
No, I thought I was fishing, Gull Bay.
No, my friend, you were a fart boy intern.
No, it's so stinky to do that.
Well, you could join us over here at the Cat Invention Assassins, but we only kill people with things cats invent. It's truly diabolical.
Oh, okay. That's actually, I feel a lot better about that than inventing things that just kill cats.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in that case, yeah, that sounds like the best of my options so far. And that's good enough to end on.
Is it?
Have a happy holidays from us here at 20 Minutes of Banter.
We still have like two more of these, dude.
Drive safe.
A Secret Weapon production.